My precious heart dwellers, I'm coming to you tonight on bended knee with a heavy heart, praying for a miracle. I know you know that I call you family, and I really mean it. And I know of a situation of a young couple that's been with us for several months, and their lives have been so changed by the messages. And they are in a terribly dangerous situation. So I'm asking for you to hear their story, and if there's any way you can help them, please, please help them. This is a young couple. The girl is 16 and despised by her family for an embarrassing birthmark. The young man is her childhood sweetheart, and he's in his 20s. As we know it happens, they became too close, and she conceived and is 4 months pregnant. They have both repented, but are committed to getting married. He also has land and wants to provide a home for her and start a family. However, this is not possible because of the influence her father has on this small island of Trinidad, which is an English-speaking country off the coast of Argentina. She's living in a horror story. I have personally witnessed over Skype that they abuse her and treat her like a slave. She's forbidden to go outside except during school time. She's not permitted to have any friends. When her only sister found out she was talking to a friend in America, she told her mother, and the mother started screaming at her, which I witnessed over Skype, and then they took her phone away. Now she has no way to see the videos which were nourishing her soul, and no way to communicate with me or with the father of the baby who purchased her phone. They have been treating her with unbelievable cruelty and brutality for many years. So the young man, several months ago, desperate for her safety, came to me asking for counsel and help. I don't want to see her or her baby killed, but they would force her into an abortion or possibly beat her to death when they find out. This young couple is totally dedicated to one another, even though they were kept from seeing each other for 2 whole years. Both of them love Jesus with all their hearts and are exceptionally devout and committed to the Lord. Really, they are exceptional, exceptional people. Her sister, who is cruel and abusive, is the only one who knows she's pregnant and is blackmailing her. This is a wretched situation with one of the sweetest and holiest young women I have ever known. She loves her family and prays for them even when they abuse and beat her. Her father is tied in with the police department and he is wealthy. He has prevented her from going to school and even kept her out for a year to isolate her from friends. He has also divorced the mother of the girl and remarried. He has a history of brutality, as does the mother, and they do not know that she's pregnant. But she's been warned that if she got pregnant, her father would kill her. All they want to do is get married and raise their baby, which they are both fearful and excited about. I've been in communication with them for quite a while, and Ezekiel and I have sought the Lord on their behalf. And it's been confirmed to us that we can adopt the girl. We want to adopt her and help them both come to America. The Lord has confirmed this, and He will make a way, but we need help. I'm reaching out to you, heart dwellers. We need legal help to get her out of that country before her father kills her. I have a place for them to stay and volunteer domestic work for them to do in exchange for rent, with a lovely certified midwife and a strong Christian who needs daytime child care for her children. I need help to get them over here and quickly. Please, if any of you have connections and would be willing to help, please contact me by leaving your email for Carol. Time is running out for them, as she is in her fourth month now and beginning to show. If you can do nothing else, please pray that God makes a way and that we are alert and attentive to how He wants to do it. I can vouch for the character of these two. She's sought help for over a year from public agencies to get out of the home, but nobody believes how bad or dangerous it is. I would be afraid to let an agency take her because of the child trafficking and corruption, which is extremely rampant on this island. So please, help them if you can, dear heart dwellers. I know you all have very big hearts, and your tears will accomplish a great deal for them. The Lord bless you.